This is Michelle Cooper. I'm an associate with Donner Wheeler. And Donner Wheeler is in the process of helping the RPNAO develop a mentorship program for their members. Today, we're having a career conversation with Denise Pinnick, who's a new graduate of the RPN program. And she's really interested in finding a mentor. Welcome, Denise. So I just wondered if you could tell us a little bit about your career story that got you to today.
I started off in the BN program after I graduated from high school. My mother was convinced I was going to be a nurse, or she was telling me I was going to be a nurse. So once I got to the University of Manitoba to take the BN program, I found at 18 university to be really overwhelming. By the fourth month of the BN program, I just felt lost. So I had to sit my mother down and tell her that I've decided to switch my major into women's studies and my minor would be theater. So I graduated after many years because I got caught up in student politics, and I worked in insurance for a couple years. About 2 years into the insurance gig, I decided that I wanted to follow my dreams, which was to be an actor. And I applied to George Brown Theatre School. And I did the three-year program and graduated and made really great contacts and was shocked when I got hired as an actor in Sol Pepper's Three Penny Opera. It was a whirlwind adventure and I loved it. I loved being on stage. I loved interacting with people. I loved meeting stars. And then the industry kind of took a nosedive and I wasn't getting any calls for theater shows. The ones I really wanted to do, I would never get my call back or not land the gig. And I felt really at a loss again. I had no more connections. So I started to think about what am I good at? And I thought about the qualities that people kind of endow in me. And I looked at career magazines and kind of sat and reflected for a really long time. And I realized that I really like helping people. I decided to go for the practical nursing program. You know, I thought, okay, nursing is the way to go because it means I'll be taking care of people. It means that I'll be making a difference in people's lives. And then when I got into the clinical placements, it just flowed. Everything worked and it just felt natural. It was my second dream job, pretty much.
Wow.
Being a nurse. Yeah. So
came full circle.
Full circle. My mom is so happy right now.
So that's quite a rich background of experience. So you're bringing into nursing. That's fantastic. So now you've graduated, ready to leap into your career, and you've got this new job. Mm-hmm. So when you think about the new role that you're going to be going into, how do you think a mentor might be able to help you?
I think at this stage, because I am a new grad, I have a lot of questions. And I don't know if this is... rampant for new grads. Mm-hmm. I've heard this, but you know, I know that somewhere inside me I'm going to get really nervous and I'm not going to want to ask questions to the people who are around me all the time. You just feel like you're annoying them. So I think a mentor would be really great to like bounce those questions off of. Mm-hmm. Maybe for me, I know one of my challenges will be, how do I take care of 5 patients in a day? The most I ever had in my pre-grad or clinical settings were 3, and 3 was a challenge. So if you a mentor would be really great to like bounce those questions off of, kind of get an idea of, you know, how do I approach certain problems that I might be experiencing, because every workplace has politics.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you have to be really careful on how you kind of walk that line in your workplace. So it'd be nice to have an outsider to kind of confer with. My goal having a mentor, I think, would be to kind of help me excel in my field. I like to be able to do some innovative projects and creating different experiences for RPNs and helping and teaching. Well, these are different things that I really want to do. And I think that a mentor can help open doors for those situations.
What do you think a mentor should know about you?
They should know about your history, personality, my goals, and how I respond. Like how, if I were to have a mentor, how would that relationship work? How I respond to stress. I have a sound understanding of how I work.
Mm-hmm. And have you got a pretty good idea of what that is?
I should, shouldn't I? I have a pretty good idea. I mean, this will be a new experience. Mm-hmm. It's definitely going to be a learning experience for both me and the mentor. But I think once we have a little bit of the base rules, how we plan to approach each other, what are the boundaries, that it should work in both of our favors.
That's a great idea. Having that conversation up front that's one of the key things to having a successful relationship. That's what actually you could be teaching part of the module with that explanation. One of the things I was wondering is if you could describe your perfect mentor, who would that be, or what would be the qualities of that person?
My perfect mentor would be an expert nurse. Mm-hmm. Someone who has done a variety of nursing, someone who is innovative, who's kind of like a challenger. Like I've met some people who have really inspired me, and those are the people who ask those questions, why not? Because there are a lot of boundaries put on RPNs, it's nice to have those type of people in your life who motivate you to create change because they created change in their own careers. I think that's definitely one of the qualities I'm looking for in a mentor, and someone extremely knowledgeable and who's willing to teach and who's patient and maybe even funny. That'd be a really nice added personality to add into that.
Where might you start looking for that person?
In my path so far, I've come across like 3 or 4 potential mentors. Mm-hmm. I've come across them in clinical settings, academic setting, and just in the RPNO alone. I think that through my networking, I could find mentors. The only thing that I really need to know is how do I approach them and ask them to take on that role.
So any thoughts about that?
Okay, I think I read a piece by Mary Wheeler regarding mentorship as part of my leadership program at RPNAO, mm-hmm. where she kind of gives the framework and the definition of what that relationship is, mm-hmm. and kind of gives a list of questions for both the mentor and mentee. So I would use that as one of my tools in approaching a possible mentor.
So it sounds like you're about ready to make the request.
I think I am. Yeah, it's just the follow through is left now.
Well, thank you very much, Denise. Now, this has been a career conversation, and this is part of a series of career conversations that you can find on the RPNO website. If you want to learn more about the mentoring program and go through some of the mentoring modules, we invite you to go to their site at rpnao.org.